WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My friend, he drank too much.
Hi, Andy Dick.
Liquor and beer and such.
That's right.
But when he stopped the booze, that's when he got the blues. And now Leonard's is bleeding. And Leonard's is bleeding.
Poor Leonard.
His liver's not secreting.
Poor Mr. Leonard.
The juices his body is needing. By the way, this is my gay brother, Tyler. He's not really gay. I'm the only one that him. So he's gay by proxy.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good song, like all of his songs.
John Lovitz beat him up.
Even better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hearts will be broken and dreams will be made.
So good.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Look at the size of his unit.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Too many tapes. On our phone now. Here we go. Newsmaker hotline.
What?
Website. SugarDaddyForMe.com. Hmm.
Sugar Daddy for me. Are you looking for one?
Well, here's the come on, ladies. Come on. Are you an attractive young woman? Struggling in your career? An aspiring actress? Like to have a man be a provider for you? Do you love to be taken care of and treated like a princess? You will make the perfect babe. Looking for an extramarital affair? Gentlemen, have you reached a place in your life where you have attained substantial success? Are you a very busy executive or a businessman with little time? Are you a caring individual who loves and wants to share before an affair? Whether you want to have an affair,
right,
or just love to pamper someone,
okay,
get yourself a sugar daddy girl.
Oh, all right. Would that be a sugar baby?
Yes, I believe so.
A sugar daddy gets a sugar baby.
Hello. Now, is this Gotham?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Okay, Gotham Shmara.
Sharma.
Gotham Sharma. Hey, Gotham.
How are you?
How's it going, Gotham? How's the website going?
Website's doing great.
Now, we just read the come on for guys and for girls. You got to help me out here understanding this. I thought a sugar daddy would be a guy that had a chick and he banged her every once in a while and he took her out and he gave her a nice meal and bought her a bauble. And that's
and then
how
at the very farthest end of that, he would have like maybe put her up in a condo or something right. like that.
Yeah, but that's a guy who takes it way seriously.
Right,
right.
But then you go from that to where you also write, if you just want to have an affair.
Well, the definition of sugar daddy has changed over the years. And, you know, it's a very broad term.
Well,
you know,
I'm thinking about our listeners who are on a budget. Maybe you can't afford to be a sugar daddy.
Yeah, what if you're not, what if you have not attained substantial success? Can you be a guy that still uses
absolutely.
Your service?
Then would you urge someone to just have an extramarital affair rather than get themselves a sugar daddy or a sugar baby?
You know, here's the thing. You don't need to be rich, really, to be a sugar daddy. I mean, it's all about how you think and how you feel. You could be a caring individual. You can share whatever you have. You can treat a woman right. You can pamper a woman. That really is a sugar daddy. If you're rich, it's great. It doesn't hurt. You know, you can buy the woman a condo. You can take her shopping. You can give her an allowance, whatever.
What if I just want to use her like a toilet?
I beg your pardon?
What if I want to just use her like a toilet?
And you know what? Whatever rocks your boat. I mean, it depends. There's all types
I mean,
of guys.
No,
out
not
there.
Not literally, sir. I don't
no.
go that way.
I would certainly understand.
I, know.
I would understand on your website that you would get a lot of guys that want to be sugar daddies. Are you getting a lot of interest from young, attractive women that want a sugar daddy?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, 60% of our client base are women who want to be sugar babies.
Really? Oh, and what do you look for in the perfect sugar baby?
Well, I think most of the guys that we've spoken to talk about, you know, no drama. You know, someone who appreciates a man who wants to take care of a woman. That's the basic thing.
Is there a weight limit? Is there a weight limit for the sugar babies?
Good question.
Well, answer it then, please.
Well, actually, no. There's all kinds of women on the site.
Oh, now who wants a big pig?
Might be a guy that likes is a chubby checker. The guy that
a chubby chaser,
a chubby chaser that might really want.
There are chubby chasers on there.
Chubby checker,
Mike.
Do the twist. Are there men that express an interest in a rather healthy, big boned woman?
Yes, they have.
Sure. Who's the fattest sugar baby that you have on your website?
Oh, my God. Let me think. I've seen a few, but I think the one that takes the cake. She's actually from Canada.
Oh.
She's 64 years old, and she calls herself a BBW.
Yes.
A big, beautiful woman,
right?
There you go. I don't see any of the bees, but I see she's big. So, yeah.
You know how big? I think our listeners demand specifics. How big?
I'm talking almost 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Almost 300 pounds.
Yes.
Then can you explain to me, I hate to keep going back to this point, but I understand the concept of sugar daddy.
Right.
I understand the concept of both from the male and female standpoint. But I keep looking at this website, and you keep writing about extramarital affairs, and you write extramarital like it's a product. You have, because there's no space between the word extra and marital. And the M in marital is capitalized,
right.
So it looks like a product, brand new extramarital affair. How does that play in to sugardaddy.com?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of the women understand that most of their sugar daddies are married, all right? And so what we're telling our members is that, you know what, if you're going to cheat, you know, you are going to cheat. We'll just make it easier for you. If you want to have an extramarital affair, you know, hey, we'll help you out.
How do you ensure the married man's privacy?
Well, of course, we can't, like, ensure 100% privacy, but, you know, we make sure the billing.
What percent privacy could you ensure the married man who was looking to have an affair?
We need specifics, Gotham.
Again, this is like Mike said with the weight. We need to know, what's the percentage of guys, what's the percentage you can guarantee they'd get away with it?
Well, we can keep the billing discreet, bottom line, right? We can ensure that someone calls and asks us for information, we say no. I mean, outside of that, there's nothing
So if a guy wanted to have an affair, would he still have to pay either you a fee or would he have to pay the woman a fee?
Well, he pays us a fee for being on the site.
He pays you a fee for being on the site, and is there a confidentiality clause?
Well, no, not between us and the members, no.
Oh, boy. That's risky business.
You're a pimp, then.
Well, we don't. I mean,
nothing wrong with that, dude.
It's a compliment.
It's a wonderful line of work. You know, God knows we need more pimps.
Dennis Hoff is a friend. What's the...
I like how you just threw that in.
Who is the skinniest woman on the website?
There's lots of them. I couldn't pinpoint one.
No, just give us... I need a weight, Gotham. I need a weight. Give us a weight. You got any 85-pounders?
Nice. Oh, yeah, we do. Well, we got lots of those.
You got any Tammy Faye's there? You got any women who weigh like 60 pounds?
We got a lot of 18-year-olds, 85 pounds.
I don't care about the 18.
18-year-olds, huh? Not 21?
Well, how would 21? I know?
Listen, 18 all the way up to 35. I mean, there's tons of them, well, like 85 pounds, 110 pounds.
How are the photographs? Any nudes?
Well, we don't allow nudity because we're not allowed to.
Dear.
All right, let's say that I'm a guy looking for a sugar baby.
Right.
And I come to you and I say, well, here's the deal. My name is Don, and I make a pretty good living, and here's what I want. I want a chick that looks just like Jennifer Aniston, except I don't want to have any contact with her beyond just sex. I just want to see her. I just want to have sex with her. And then I want her to leave and leave me alone. How much will that cost me?
We don't get involved in that transaction.
No. How much of a charge do you charge as the middleman?
$20 a month.
$20 a month to keep your information up on the website so Don can put in his profile that he is looking for a Jennifer Aniston lookalike that will not speak to him and we'll not have any other contact other than the sex act, and then then we'll leave. What would John be expected to provide in exchange for that?
Thank you, Mike.
You provide us $20 a month, and the woman
can charge.
Do I give her $20 too?
Hey, you get away with that. You let me know who that was. Give me her number.
I'm getting the strong suspicion that anything that you want to do, Don, is between you and the lady.
Right, gotcha. Right.
It's kind of the way I'm going. What is the difference between Sugar Daddy for Me and SugarDaddyLive.com?
Well, it's just the same product branded differently. We have different products in different markets.
They're not webcams with sugar daddies, like, sitting at their computer?
No, we don't have that.
How can I guarantee that your sugar baby will treat me like the king that I am?
Excellent question.
Yeah, well, that really depends on how you treat her. Yes. I mean, there's no guarantee.
I will treat her like I treat all women, like garbage. Still, I demanded to be treated like a king. I've paid you $20. For $20, God's sakes.
Are there any women that are on your website that are...
You pay us $20, we'll put you in touch with a woman. That's the contract.
Yes. Are there any women on the website that say they wish to be treated like garbage, Gotham?
Actually, yes, there are.
See? There's something for everybody. That's right. I'm getting the impression that this is almost like going into a sex club.
And Gotham, now, let's be realistic now, because I've been speaking to you about hypothetical situations. Here's a real one. What if I wanted to be a man who went around as a gigolo and banged women who want some guy to come give them the man meat? How would that work out for me? Are there situations where the man is the sexual slave
for toy?
Thank you, Mike. Yep. Sexual slave rather than the woman.
Yes, there is.
Are there women that pay for that? How much could I get? I'm kind of fat.
You could get anything. You can get thousands of dollars. You could get
I'm kind
Honda.
Of fat.
You could get a car.
I could get a car.
Yes, just, sure can.
You mean a woman there's, would
there's
give
people. We were on the show. That we brought two couples. It was actually a young guy who was with a 55-year-old woman. They were on the show talking about, you know, how the woman pampers the guy because the guy gives her good sex.
Ah, so it does go both ways, so to speak.
Would I have to rub her feet?
I really can't comment.
Would they
on that.
Get if he did have to rub the feet? Would they be specific enough to mention between the toes? What kind of pictures do you have on the website? What kind of pictures do the women put on there?
Well, you know, a lot of them are portfolio shots, but a lot of them are just webcam pictures. I mean, webcam girl pictures.
Hey, Don, I got this. When the guy has to post a photograph. Do you do a lot of background checking to make sure the photographs are accurate, or can the guy just submit a photograph if he pays his $20 and you'll put it right up?
Well, you know, we have more than a million members. We possibly can audit every photograph.
Okay, so that's good news.
That's good news for me. Gotham,
yes.
Rate your own greatness on a scale of 1 to 10. How great are you?
Of course I'm a 10. Come on.
Yeah. You're a 10, and are you a married man, Gotham?
No, I'm not.
And have you frequented this site for yourself at all?
Let me tell you something. I started this site so I could meet women. I met the first woman I met, I'm engaged to right now.
Wow. So it's overwhelmingly, it's better than eHarmony.
A classy lady.
It is, actually. We got a lot of members who got married on the site.
Wow. How would one be able to, and I'm not saying this could ever possibly happen, but how would one be able to tell if a woman on the website was a prostitute?
Simple, actually.
Lemon juice, Mike.
there's been women who've come off the site because they've mentioned, you know, I want $500 for the hour. And those are the kind of women we throw off the site immediately.
What you want to do if you're with a woman and you're wondering about it?
Thanks for remembering this story, too.
What you want to do is dip your fingers in a little lemon juice. And then when you're down there, she goes, ow, you know that she's got some type of, like, cut or sore.
You know what I call that? A time saver. Have you ever used lemon juice, Gotham?
I can't say I have.
You just put a little bit on your index finger and on your FU finger, and then if she goes,
it's time for you to get out of there.
Get thyself some Bactine.
Yeah, just get out of there as soon as possible, and also wash your hands with antibacterial soap.
Well, it's been nice talking to you, Tool. Gotham Sharma.
Sharma.
Your websites are sugardaddyforme.com and SugarDaddyLive.com.
I'm sure you're going to make a lot of money with this website and put people together. That's what it's all about.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me.
Right on.
Thanks bye-bye. So much, Dennis.
Good luck.
I mean,
bye-bye.
Gotham.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Yeah, another reputable internet business. Yes, siree.
You know Buzz is going there as soon as we go to break.
I just bookmarked it.
Buzz is going to type his name in, and he'll put his own picture.
Hey, it's $20 at least for 1 month, right, Buzz?
What's with this no nudity rule?
I know.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.